Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There was the announcement that the NFL draft will go on without a live crowd. It's become, in the last, I don't know, half a dozen years. I can't really recall when they first moved it out of Radio City Music Hall, but it's been at least a few years now where they've been going to different cities. And this year it was supposed to be Las Vegas after Nashville and Philadelphia. And some of these great sets have been built to celebrate the NFL draft. It's supposed to be in Vegas this year. Obviously, it's an opportunity to kind of see who these players are, show off their personalities, show off their stylish threads. I cannot get the image of Ezekiel Elliott wearing a half shirt with a bow tie and a suit. But there's a lot that goes on around the NFL draft. This year, it's just going to be a TV show. Listen, these are smart television people. They're going to come up with ways to make it creative. But is it going to lose any of the luster for you going in a different direction, Cam?
I'm not really worried about whether it loses something for me. I'll be straight up honest with you, Luke. Whether it's good or bad for the consumer, I think what we're trying to figure out is the future of these athletes that want a job. Okay, you're it's an honor to get drafted into the NFL. It's an honor to get drafted into any professional franchise anywhere in the world. Whether teams that have a draft, call me nuts. I don't know. I don't feel bad about this. I have no idea how European soccer works. If you're good, can't they just tell you, we want you on this team? They don't really have a draft, do they?
I do not know.
Like, there's so many different leagues out there. I could just say, I'm a really good player. I want to play for this team or this league.
Well, we know that, you know, European basketball players will start playing pro basketball as teenagers, as young teenagers, 14, 15 years old in some cases.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the best is in Dallas. Who do you start when he was
15, I think.
Is it 14 or 15? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around.
Incredible. 13.
13?
12. By the time we're done, he's going to be 7. Anyway, that would be Luka Doncic. But anyway, yeah, the NFL is going to try to figure out a way to do everything. If you put up a screen, if everybody has connectivity and you have a way to make this fun as best they can and make it light and have a chance to do the walk up and do the bro hug. Well, you're not going to get the hugs with the commissioner. You're not going to get the bro slaps and where you pick them up and have a lot of fun. Everybody can have a screen and then they could just be sitting there and then you could have a virtual draft, which is really what it's going to be. Then the guys can then give their speech and you can just have a Skype them in or whatever you want to call and FaceTime it in.
The NFL
Instagram live it in.
The
whatever
NFL
you want to do.
Draft brought to you by GoToMeeting. Somebody, I mean, you just went
join me here,
you know what?
Which is join me, join.me.
Yeah.
I know.
But you just brought up three different products, man. The Skype, Facebook, or whoever gets
Instagram
that,
Live.
Whoever gets that contract to broadcast and stream the NFL draft. You're right.
None of us need it. All you need is a FaceTime to hold your phone up and go, with the first pick of the NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, and here's Joe. And he holds his phone up and goes, I'm so happy to be a Cincinnati Bengal. I can't wait. Part of the cheapest, most gutter trash organization in the NFL. Can't wait to be part of that division with Ben Roethlisberger and a bunch better team from the Browns. And oh, by the way, Baltimore's better. I can't wait to lose 12 games.
Tell me what you really think.
Thank you for being the first. And then hold his phone down. That's really bad for radio, as I was holding my phone up talking to it.
No, you were perfect.
We're fine. We're fine. All those guys can hold their phones up and have a full conversation. Put it up on the big screen. There you go.
Well, I will contend that one of the biggest reasons I believe that the NFL is number one in this country is a small production company called NFL Films. NFL Films did such a wonderful job archiving the NFL from the time the Super Bowl era really started to commence, where you could go back and watch player interviews and have the on-field competition, but also create the storylines on the outside of it. The NBA does not have that. I mean, there's no footage of Wilt's 100-point game. There is no video footage of him scoring one of the more miraculous three-digit scoring efforts in the history of the NBA. They have no video of that. But NFL Films did this wonderful job creating these lasting memories for people, because I didn't watch the Packers with Bart Starr, mm-hmm. but I watched the recaps of those games and the recaps of those seasons and the recaps of the Super Bowls. NFL has become their own biggest competition when you talk about the on-field product and people going to games, because people have that in-home experience. The Red Zone, the NFL Network, the way that we watch the NFL through television, there's not a lot of organizations I have a lot more faith in that they will put together a great TV show and come up with really creative ways to make it really compelling television. And like you said, it's a life-changing moment for all of the players being drafted. Yeah. So they're going to put in full effort to make sure that they can be part of that. And these are kids that have grown up in an era where they sat there with four hats and a TV camera in front of their face just to pick their college.
Well, and there's a lot of teams. Look, I didn't go to the draft. There's been number one picks overall that weren't at the draft. I mean, Steve Entman was one. Orlando Pace was one.
Mariota didn't go to the draft, did he?
Mariota was not. He was number two. But it doesn't matter. He wasn't at the draft. You don't have to. These guys don't have to be at. Yes, it's cool to have a couple guys at the draft. I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't. I think that being safe and being smart and sure, it's not a big show in Vegas, but it can be still entertaining and it can be fun. The part that I'm most curious about is how the heck are these teams now evaluating their drafts with some of the pro days and all this stuff. There's a lot more guests. This could be the most guesstimation first round we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. You're going to have to go off of your prior scouting film tape. We all know Cincinnati does a great – I'm just riding them like they're new tomorrow. We all know they have the worst scouting department or the cheapest scouting department. So all these teams that we're going to get lazy and use these other teams, like, well, these guys are here. Well, maybe they think he's good. You couldn't go out. You couldn't do personal workout. You couldn't come out and do a health evaluation.
How important are the personal workouts?
Pretty important.
Yeah.
Pretty important. Yeah. Well, if you're going to bring somebody in, you're going to invest 5 years in a first round, and you're not going to do that with, now that's kind of what the combine was for a lot of guys in the later draft, but you bring guys in for a visit.
Yeah.
You bring them, not all of them will work out, but you do bring them in for a visit. If they're big time and you want to sit down, you want to have even more time and communicate with them. Those are important. We can't do that anymore. Not going to do it.
So it's the other thing that could be pushed back is after the draft, if the off-season workouts are impacted, Cam, how much of a deal is that?
Not that big a deal.
Not that big of a deal? Not okay.
So the only ones that it could really affect is the continuity and team vernacular of working with somebody new that's your leader. Now, Tom Brady working with the guys in Tampa, that's going to be an issue. However, you're talking about the most brilliant quarterback and the most studied quarterback. He'll come in knowing everything. By the time he gets there, he'll walk into the huddle and the guy goes like, good Lord, you would have been here all year round. He'll be able to call plays no matter time. So that's not the question. But getting the fluidity, getting the confidence with each other, that will come. If the NFL's still on schedule, you can get those guys ready in about a three-week process.
Yeah.
That's about what it takes. You can give me three. College used to be 2 weeks and we play our first game. So don't sell me the fact you can do it in a week. You need about 3 weeks with the NFL and cut it down. It's not that big a deal. You got 17 games now.
Well, if you're worried,
not yet, but 2021.
And all those new Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans out there that are probably coming out of the woodworks like crazy. If you're worried about Tom Brady connecting with his teammates, the only thing that he asked of Tampa Bay after signing his contract was for the phone number of every player. Tom Brady, best teammate ever?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.